البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمو.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، سبحان الله. والدياوين in Ramadan now. Third night of Ramadan. 10% already gone. سبحان الله. 10% of Ramadan has already gone. And a month that we wait for almost a whole year to reach us, and then already 3 days or 3 nights of Ramadan have already finished. We've already heard coming up to Ramadan and the first few days of Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا. He who fasts Ramadan out of iman and hope from Allah Azza wa Jal. He who prays the night out of iman and hope from Allah Azza wa Jal. He who worships Allah Azza wa Jal on Laylatul Qadr out of iman and out of belief and hope from Allah Azza wa Jal. His sins are forgiven. He who prays the Taraweeh prayer with the imam until he's gone or until he finishes, he is ridden for him a whole night in night prayer. And all these virtues. But can it be so virtuous? How virtuous can it really be? How virtuous can it really be? Ramadan. A story of two men that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which gives us an indication of how virtuous this month really is. Two men that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they became Muslim together at the same time. However, one of them used to strive more than the other. He used to strive more than the other, to the extent where he offered himself for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. He went out to jihad. He fought for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he was martyred for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. His companion, his friend number two, he lived on for a further year, for an extra year. This person lived on for an extra year. And then he passed away. The narrator of this hadith, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, he seen a dream that he was on the gates of paradise and he saw these two men. What he saw in this dream is that the gate of paradise was open and the second man, the one that died second, the one that wasn't striving as much, was called to enter paradise first. He was taken in, and then the one that came also came out a second time and took the first person, the one that was martyred. He told him to enter paradise. And then the third time he came out and he said to Talha, "You go away, your time has not come yet." Talha ibn Ubaidillah, he woke up surprised and amazed. How can that be? And the news got to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that everyone is talking about this hadith or this dream that Talha had. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "What is it that amazes you? What is it that surprises you?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, the second man entered paradise, or the second brother entered paradise first. Whereas the first one we used to strive a lot harder, and this we witnessed for. And he offered himself for La ilaha illallah, and he was martyred for La ilaha illallah." He goes, "Yeah, what is it that amazes you? Did he not live an extra year? Did he not witness a Ramadan that his brother did not witness? And he done the deeds that the people do of the deeds of Ramadan, of fasting and giving and praying." The difference between them to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. This is the virtue of Ramadan, that you can surpass your brethren that used to strive harder than you. But at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warned us. And he made a dua with Jibreel alayhi salam for the one that witnesses Ramadan and his sins are forgiven. And he said to us, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّهَرُ. Can it be that you're going to fast the whole Ramadan and all you get is hunger and thirst? And can it be that you stand up the night prayer and you come to Taraweeh and you strive and you struggle and you give, and then all you get is sleeplessness? This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. And I don't want to take too long because I want to get to the core of this topic. But what is it that can bar you from reaching a high level? What can bar you from actually being from those that are forgiven, from those that their deeds are accepted? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, that he who does not give up false speech, evil speech, and false and evil action, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is not in need of you to give up your hunger and your thirst. So verbal and physical evil, this is what can destroy not only your Ramadan, but can destroy your deeds altogether, and can lead you far away and astray. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And for this gathering, inshaAllah, when I'm here, let's call this gathering of ours the empty basket. Or the empty bucket where I give you one, and I tell you go to the river or to the lake and fill it up with water and come back to me. So you go do that. And you go down to the river or to the lake and you fill up your basket or your bucket, but only to have holes in it. Until when you come back to me, it's empty. And then you go and you fill it up, and then you come back and it's empty again. This is the same with many, many people, wal-iyadu billah. They strive and they struggle and they strive and they struggle, and all they have is an empty basket. Why? Because they've got holes in it. Those holes are evil deeds, whether physical or verbal. And we want to touch base on a few of them. Today's one is as the hadith starts, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, evil and false speech. Evil and false speech. And the resting place of your speech is your tongue. Can your tongue be so dangerous and so detrimental to you? It can be. It can. So much so, it was said that the tongue is the king of the body. The tongue is the leader of the body. And you all know that if the king and the leader is upright, then the whole body, if the king and the leader is upright, then his subjects are all upright. And if the king and the leader is astray, then his subjects are astray. And that is the very same thing of the tongue. Every single day, your limbs have a discussion with your tongue. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ. That's what they tell the tongue. That we are what you are. If you are upright, we are upright. And if you are astray, then we are astray. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ اعْوَجَجْتَ اعْوَجَجْنَا. This is what your limbs will tell your tongue every single day. To fear Allah Azza wa Jal and be upright. And for this very same reason, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran in many verses, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. To fear Allah Azza wa Jal and say upright speech. To say speech that is true, far away from falsehood and evil. And this very same verse was the verse that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say in his sermons. And he would repeat this every single sermon. And you still hear this till today. Every single khatib to go up on the minbar will say this verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Because of its severity. Because of its seriousness. There are many verses and many ahadith that I'd like to share with you. But subhanAllah, I just realized the time's almost up. I've got 5 minutes. What can I share that is so important for you to take with you, that you learn about the severity and the importance of the tongue? We've all heard the hadith. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Anyone can finish it? فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. He who believes in Allah Azza wa Jalla in the last day, let him say good speech or to be silent. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَمَتَ نَجَى. He who stays silent, is safe. And being silent is another topic altogether. It's an act of worship which is noble. To be silent. To refrain from speech when you can speak. If you don't have to. This is a noble act of worship. مَنْ صَمَتَ نَجَى. But this is for another time. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us to be cautious and wary of what we say, because our tongues can be weapons of mass destruction, where they destroy friendships, where they destroy hard work that you've done, deeds that you've put forward. They destroy it in a mere word, in a mere word that you probably don't even pay attention to. Not only can it destroy you, but it can send you into the depths of Jahannam, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. Maybe a word, a single word you do not pay attention to, and this single word will send you into the depths of Jahannam. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. One of the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا أَخْوَفُ مَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ. O Messenger of Allah, what do you fear most for me? What do you fear most for me? فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ هَذَا. He took his tongue and he said this, I fear upon you this, your tongue. And this was the reality of the Sahaba and the Salaf. They were aware of this. They were aware of this reality. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, it was narrated that he was seen holding his tongue and saying, woe to you! Say what is good and you will reap gain, and be silent from speaking evil and you will be safe. The man asked him, O Ibn Abbas, what is the matter that I see you holding the tip of your tongue saying such and such? He said, it has reached me that the servant of Allah will not be as angry at anything on the day of resurrection as he will be at his tongue. Your tongue can make you or break you. So learn to be cautious and wary of your tongue this Ramadan. If there's a resolution you want to make in this Ramadan, let it be that you are aware of your tongue and conscious of what it comes out of it. And if you insist on speaking, then speak the most beloved words to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are four. Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. And I'll end it there because I got the signal. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from those pious, those people that can benefit in this Ramadan and keep us away from evil, vain speech. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.